Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin price now a support above $40,000 as data shows Bitcoin redistribution event. And quoting crypto analyst Philby Philby from Decent Trader, Bitcoin looking pretty good midweek. High time frames have some key levels which are being challenged. Bit of a crazy environment, literally on the brink of anything being possible given the conflict. And quoting the director of global macro at Fidelity, Jurian Timmer, looks like a potential double bottom is in the making for Bitcoin and the related equities. And as Will and Clemente shares, as you can see, Bitcoin in the orange, NASDAQ in the blue. Finally, a decoupling. And Plan B updates us here. Bitcoin RSI 56 up again, like 2020. And as Dennis Porter shares, Bitcoin is the only money which can't be controlled by anyone, including central banks or governments. It will have massive ramifications on the political system. It won't just redistribute wealth, but power as well. And quoting Hillary Clinton here, disappointed exchanges won't enforce Russia sanctions. Bitcoin's response. Good. And this is a pretty hilarious meme of Peter Schiff taking gold to the Ukraine to help. Also in today's show, Samson Mao leaves Blockstream and plans to focus on nation state Bitcoin adoption. That's right. He is running for mayor of Bitcoin City. And here's his tweet here. Today is my last day with Blockstream. It's been a grand adventure working with Adam Back for the last 5 years. And together we've accomplished a great deal from sidechains to mining to satellites. So what's next? I plan to focus on nation state Bitcoin adoption. And he also says that $1 million Bitcoin price could help make the Latin American nation the financial center of the world. Also in today's show, war coincides with Bitcoin's highest real volume since early December, as Arcane Research shares here in this new report. Investors are speculating that crypto will become increasingly important, a political and trustless money in a time of escalating geopolitical uncertainty, conflict, and capital controls. This speculation may have contributed to the 15% increase of the Bitcoin price over the past 7 days. Also in today's show, here's what's next for the Bitcoin price action after Bitcoin's rally passed $40,000, according to top crypto strategist, quoting him right here. One thing I'll note is that I will add this range high of $58,000, highest closed monthly level. The thing to infer from that is that the mid-range of $43,000 to $47,000 is broken. I don't think there's much in the way for a high time frame move towards $58,000. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the major alts are currently pumping and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Make some noise in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin is looking pretty good as the week progresses, as bulls line up challenges for several significant resistance levels. In an update to Telegram subscribers on March 2nd, Philby Philby, an analyst at Trading Suite Decent Trader, joined increasingly bullish sentiment around the outlook for the king of all crypto. That's right. After surprising the market with a breakout on Monday, Bitcoin has risen to challenge February highs. While so far not beating them, investors and traders have reacted extremely positively to the news, and sentiment gauges show a shift transformation taking place in the crypto market. And for Philby, the prognosis is just as rosy after Bitcoin passed both the 50-day moving average and a massive weekly level, both of which could now function as support. Quoting him here, Bitcoin looking pretty good midweek. High time frames have some key levels which are being challenged. And in a bleaker scenario, the point of interest for the bulls to hold is 40,770. This ideally forming the minimum close into the weekend on the 3-day time frames. And as he shares here, bit of a crazy environment, literally on the brink of anything being possible given the conflict. He added, and even considering the turmoil currently enslaving the global markets, signs that the worst is over for crypto as an asset class are flowing in. About time, eh? And as noted by Jurian Timmer, director of global macro at United States asset management giant Fidelity, both Bitcoin and related stocks appear to have put in a double bottom formation. As he shares here on crypto Twitter, looks like a potential double bottom is in the making for Bitcoin and the related equities. And order book data from major exchange Binance likewise shows increasingly bullish moves by traders in recent days. As Bitcoin has increased, bids have inched up in step with new demand now lying around 43,200. And meanwhile, 45,000 remains a major area of sell side pressure, which you can see here in this Binance order book data chart. Now, this is very interesting. As reported by on-chain analytics firm Glassnode this week, zooming out, data suggests that almost every buyer at November's $69,000 all-time highs has now capitulated, lessening the overall desire to exit at price points between there and the current spot, which is definitely a bullish indicator. And quoting Glassnode here, during this 2.5 month long period of consolidation, a great deal of supply was transferred by top buyers into exchanges for sale. This supply was then gradually soaked up by higher conviction buyers, with the cost basis of these coins becoming more heavily weighted between in the $29,000 to $40,000 price range, it explained in its latest weekly newsletter, The Week on Chain. And they also share, this behavior describes a broad scale, weak hand to strong hand redistribution event. Let's freaking go. And as on-chain analyst Will Clemente shares here in this chart, Bitcoin in orange, NASDAQ in blue, you can see how heavily correlated the two assets have been, but all of a sudden we have decoupled, which is another great bullish indicator. And as Plan B shares here, Bitcoin RSI 56 up again, like 2020. And as Dennis Porter shares, Bitcoin is the only money which can't be controlled by anyone, including central banks or governments. It will have massive ramifications on the political system. It won't just redistribute wealth, but power as well. Amen. And quoting Hillary Clinton here, disappointed exchanges won't enforce Russia sanctions. Bitcoin's response, good. And the funniest meme I've seen in a minute, Peter Schiff taking gold to the Ukraine to help. It looks like one of the boats from Christopher Columbus. And before I break down next story of the day, Samson Mao leaves Blockstream and plans to focus on nation state Bitcoin adoption. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin barely correcting, down 0.5% for the day, maintaining at around that $44,000 mark. We have Ethereum up 2%, maintaining around that $3,000 mark. Solana up over 5%, trading above $103, while Polkadot, Luna, XRP, and Avalanche are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Blockstream Chief Strategy Officer Samson Mao has announced he will be leaving the blockchain firm after 5 years. In a Tuesday Twitter thread, Mao said he would continue to be a Blockstream spy following his departure from the Canadian-based firm where he had worked since April 2017. He said he would stay on as CEO of game development company Pixelmatic, a position in which more attention is being demanded, but planned to focus on nation-state Bitcoin adoption in the future. With everything happening at light speed in El Salvador and more countries interested in adopting Bitcoin, I found my time each day just no longer enough anymore, said Mao. So with Blockstream in a very good place and well capitalized after a successful B round, it was the right time to move on. It also feels like now is a pivotal point in Bitcoin's evolution. We're on the verge of mass adoption, and I think I can make it happen faster. So kudos to Samson Mao. Mao has been involved in plans to build a Bitcoin city in El Salvador with Nayib Bukele. The project aims to use geothermal energy from the country's volcano to power Bitcoin mining in the innovative city. And those Bitcoin bonds are set to be released on March 15th, just FYI, which is right around the corner, and will be built at the foot of the mountain. And according to the Pixelmatic CEO, a $1 million Bitcoin price could help make the Latin American nation the financial center of the world. let's freaking go. And the now former Blockstream chief strategy officer added he will continue to support and advocate for Blockstream's sidechain-based settlement network known as Liquid, as it has an important role to play in the reformation of the legacy financial system. He previously worked as the chief operating officer of BTCC, the crypto exchange behind one of the largest mining pools in the world at the time, and as the director of production and executive producer of UBISoft. And I think it's awesome that he's running for mayor of Bitcoin City, so much respect to Samson Mao. And before I break down next story of the day, war coincides with Bitcoin's highest real volume since early December. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap sitting just under that $2 trillion milestone with $111 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. The current Bitcoin dominance is 43% even, with the Ether dominance at 18.4%. And checking out the top 100 cryptocurrency gainers for the week, you can see Waves up 86%, Luna up 54%, we have ANC up 41%, and Rune up 41%. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows were currently rated a 52, which is neutral. Yesterday was also neutral, last week at 25 in extreme fear, and last month at 20 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The real daily Bitcoin volume spiked to levels not seen for 3 months amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And according to the latest weekly update report from blockchain analytics firm Arcane Research, real daily Bitcoin trading volume surged above the $10 billion mark last Thursday, February 24th, the first day of the invasion, marking the highest daily volume recorded since December 4th. Now the firm cited new crypto narratives that have risen to the forefront amongst the ongoing crisis, such as crypto fundraising in Ukraine, along with demand increasing in relation to the Western bloc and Russia introducing the strictest capital controls in decades. That's right. Also, strong selling pressure from investors looking to take risks off the table on February 24th may have also contributed to the surge in daily Bitcoin volume as the price dipped 10% on the day. It is what it is. Expect more extreme volatility. Now, the term real trading volume refers to data sourced from exchanges that are believed to be reputable and free of wash trading activities. And in this instance, Arcane Research pulled its figures from the Bitwise top 10 exchanges. And as you can see here in this chart, it shows you the highest daily Bitcoin trading volumes since December. And in comparison, crypto data aggregators such as CoinGecko, who drew data from more than 500 exchanges, had Bitcoin's trading volume on February 24th at around $25 billion. And Messari's real Bitcoin volume chart paints a similar picture to Arcane's, according to a spike of around $11.6 billion worth of volume last Thursday. And since February 24th, the real daily Bitcoin volumes have dipped to around $7.5 billion as of March 1st, according to data from Messari. And Arcane Research also highlighted the price of Bitcoin saw its largest daily percentage gain in over a year on February 28th, with the price jumping 14.5% in the space of 24 hours. The firm attributed the surge in part to Russia and Ukrainian crypto adoption, although the actual volume is relatively small in global terms. And along with increased speculation of crypto's use cases amid the current Russian invasion, and quoting the report here, investors are speculating that crypto will become increasingly important, a political and trustless money in a time of escalating geopolitical uncertainty, conflict, and capital controls. This speculation may have contributed to the 15% increase of the Bitcoin price over the past 7 days. And with financial services and markets severely disrupted in both Russia and the Ukraine, there has been flow-on effects for the use of cryptocurrencies. The report pointed to data from last month showing a significant surge in crypto purchases from Ukrainian citizens. And around the time of the full-scale Russian invasion, which began on February 24th, USDT stablecoin purchases on Binance via the Ukrainian local currency increased from around 2.5 million to as high as roughly 8.5 million by February 25th, just a day later. And a similar phenomenon occurred in Russia as well, with ruble-based purchases of USDT climbing from around $15 million on February 21st to as high as almost $35 million on February 28th. And daily Bitcoin purchases also jumped from below $5 million to as high as $15 million on February 25th before dipping back to around the $12 million range. And to read this entire report put out by Arcane Research entitled, How Does the War in the Ukraine Affect Crypto? Check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, here's what's next for the Bitcoin price action after Bitcoin's rally passed $40,000 according to top crypto strategists. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my crypto merch store, now live at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. And if you're listening to the pod, be sure to check out the YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net for the full premium experience with video. And of course, you can follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikToks, wherever you're at. Be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. A closely followed crypto strategist is mapping out what's ahead for the Bitcoin price action after the leading crypto skyrocketed past $40,000. In a new strategy session, Pseudonymous analyst Cred says Bitcoin looks constructive after it closed February on a high note at around $44,000. Cred says Bitcoin's strong monthly close shows that Bitcoin is still trading in a wide range between support at $33,000 and resistance at $47,000. As he shares here, at the moment, at least what we'll derive from this monthly close is that support supported, resistance resisted, and the market still seems to be higher time frame range bound until proven otherwise. Although Cred believes that the king crypto is still in a sideways market, he says that Bitcoin will gather bullish momentum and ignite a 30% surge if it takes out resistance at $47,000, which he shares here. One thing I'll note is that I will add this range high of $58,000, highest closed monthly level. The thing to infer from that is that the mid-range of $43,000 to $47,000 is broken. I don't think there's much in the way for a high time frame move towards $58,000. Send it. And taking a closer look at Bitcoin's probability to take out its immediate resistance of around $47,000, Cred says that buyers are coming in at a higher price after the dominant crypto established a bullish higher low set up at $35,000 on February 24th, as he shares here. If we manage to get this market structure to reclaim, move above $47,000, which you can see here in this chart, and break up resistance, that wouldn't be terribly unforeseeable given the market's rejected once, moved lower, rejected a second time, and potentially made a higher low here. So maybe some evidence of relative strength starting to emerge, which is nice. And to check out his entire analysis, check the show notes below the video in the description to check out his video entitled "How Bullish is Bitcoin's Monthly Close?" And now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show: Bitcoin price now has support above $40,000 as data shows Bitcoin's redistribution event. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news: Samson Mao leaving Blockstream and plans to focus on nation state Bitcoin adoption, as well as war coincides with Bitcoin's highest real volume since early December. And we also discuss, here's what's next for Bitcoin after Bitcoin's rally past $40,000, according to top crypto strategists. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Puzzle Board wrote, "So if Bitcoin hits $6 million, that would put ETH at $400,000 per coin. That's 134x from here and a Bitcoin market cap of $126 trillion. Send it." And our next featured comment comes from Minner Dino, who wrote, "Thanks, JV. Good to know you're a constant for the good, a force to be reckoned with, and great show. Would not miss it. Cheers, fam. Greatly appreciate your continued support. One love." And our third and final featured comment comes from Jenny Jones, who wrote, "Bitcoin is our savior and everybody's got to know. Peace, one love. Pump today, I say. Thanks, JV." Well said, Jenny. It truly is. HODL.